Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Check 2. Hey, hey, hey. Check. Hey, everybody. It's in the bay. Surprise. Decided to put together an impromptu New Year's Eve celebration. I'll be joined momentarily by my lovely co-host for the evening, Nikki Smokes a Lot of the Marijuana Happy Hour. We're going to ring in the new year for you East Coasters who decided to stay in tonight. I honestly was on the fence about going out or not. I had a couple options. Wasn't feeling it. So I decided to stay home, order some pizza, watch some football, and I thought, what the heck, fire up the show. I was thinking we would be able to celebrate three different time zones tonight, but my calculations were We are only going to be celebrating live on the show the East Coast New Year's countdown and the Central Time Zone New Year's Eve countdown as well. So if you're joining the program from either the East Coast time zone or the West or the Central time zone, please feel free to call in and celebrate it with us on air. I thought the archives aren't going to extend long enough for us to celebrate West Coast New Year's, but you guys can get that anyway. I'll celebrate that privately. Anywho, let's bring out my co-host now for the evening and into the early morning. Nikki Smokes a Lot. Hello, Nikki. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Vince, and Happy New Year to you and all the listeners.
Happy New Year to you, too. Oh, my God.
24 more minutes, and it will be 2013 where I am at.
No, it's so crazy. Yeah, we're going to go. We're going to celebrate with a bang here tonight. We can reminisce about 2012. I was fortunate enough to meet you, Nikki, during 2012. Very thankful.
Thank you. I was fortunate enough to meet you.
Yeah.
At Blog Talk Radio.
It's a match made in heaven. I love it. You guys are doing good work over there at the Marijuana Happy Hour this year.
Thank you.
And I really, really love your new show with Desert Rose. I'm excited about that continuing into the new year.
Thank you very much. I love that show. We work very hard, and we have a lot more ideas and people that we're going to bring on. More ladies to the table.
Please, more ladies. Yes, you can never have enough ladies. That's for damn sure.
No, that's right.
So you were telling me where you're at, that it's going to be that right down the road, 10 miles down the road, is a different time zone. Like you're right on the border. So what you can do is you can celebrate New Year's Eve or celebrate New Year with the folks where you're at, and then you can just drive 10 miles down the road and celebrate New Year's again an hour later.
I could if I wanted to drive 10 miles down the road.
But
there's cops everywhere. I'm in College Town, USA right now.
Oh, God. Yeah,
there's dorm rooms across the street from me.
That's the thing, man. Like, there's just too much crap going on. There's just too much riffraff. There's too much, it's impossible to get a cab. It's impossible to get anywhere. People are drunk and stupid, and cops are, like, on the lookout, on the prowl. Everything is way overpriced if you want to go to, like, a soiree or something. House parties are cool. My favorite thing to do on New Year's is to go to a rock concert. That's what I used to do all the time. Just see one of my favorite bands. There's always, San Francisco is a very popular destination for bands to have their New Year's shows. Like right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, like tonight.
I bartended every New Year's Eve.
Oh, you probably make a killing.
Oh, God. I don't think I ever came home with less than $400.
Yeah. It's just, it's like shooting a fish in a barrel on New Year's Eve. People get all wasted.
Yes, they do. It is amateur night.
Let's see who we have in the chat room here. Oh, wow. For just like an impromptu show, we got a nice little turnout. Thank you, Blaze Killa, Cyber War News, Dougie Dougie, Gonzo PhD, Gorillas by Night, Nikki Smokes a Lot, Pilgrim. Oh, shit, Pilgrim. I didn't know you were going to be here, dude. I would have queued up my sound bites for you. Happy New Year to you, Pilgrim. Oh, man. Pilgrim, you got to come back again. I swear, next time I will have your Pilgrim sound effects queued up. I promise. Thank you, Pilgrim. I appreciate it. Still in Germany. It's already New Year for you. Happy New Year to you as well. I'm on the west coast of the United States, California, so we got another 3 hours and 20 minutes to go. Looks like Gonzo PhD is wrestling Jimmy's right up to the end of the new year. Is there some sort of running count of how many people have wrestled other people's Jimmies? Or is it down to the wire?
Could be. They've been wrestling Jimmies all year.
Yeah. Gonzo's going to call in as well, hopefully here in a minute, to give us his... He just recently published his best and worst of 2012. I believe I consider it, I don't know what it's officially titled, but it seems more or less like the internet gossip version of it.
So, I managed to come up with a little list of some things that I remembered that happened this year, good and bad.
Really? Like what?
Yeah. Most important, hockey. Stanley Cup, LA Kings won the play, the Stanley Cup. I'm a little stoned, sorry.
Yeah, congratulations. The LA Kings won the Stanley Cup.
That was huge.
That was enormous. And the other story to the NHL for the new year is the fact that there's no season now.
I know. I'm so heartbroken. I miss hockey.
They're getting dangerously close to being dangerously close to canceling the season.
I think it's canceled.
All the players are already playing in like European and Russian leagues anyway, so it would be a mess to try to get them back.
Oh yeah.
But whatever.
Next year.
Yeah. All right, I think we might have Gonzo here with us. Gonzo, is that you?
Hey, Happy New Year, Vince.
Happy New Year, Gonzo. Great to have you back. How are you feeling?
Great to be back. Oh, sober.
Good, me too. I just had a cup of coffee and I'm drinking some ice water.
I'm drinking Mountain Dew and watching The Big Lebowski.
Perfect.
That's a perfect New
Year's. I haven't seen that movie yet.
You haven't seen that movie yet?
I know. Every time I've gone to watch it, something has happened and I couldn't watch it.
Your Nikki smokes a lot and you've never seen The Big Lebowski?
I know.
Vince, you should buy her that DVD.
I will. I will give you that. I will send you that as a gift from me to you. Because
I heard it was hilarious.
Dude, it's right up your alley. The main character is a fucking stoner.
Right on.
I can't believe you've never seen it. Or at least maybe you have seen it and just don't remember.
Oh, no. I know I haven't seen it. I've gone to watch it quite a few times. And
That's what happens. You smoke pot and you forget what you've seen.
Oh, no.
I know. Oh, no.
No. Oh, no. Oh, that's funny.
I Hey, I took acid. I took acid once and watched The Doors in the theater.
Did you?
That was pretty cool.
I thought
the movie The Doors.
Yeah.
No, I didn't actually watch Door like open and close doors. The movie by Oliver Stone, The Doors.
Yeah. Jim Morrison.
Yes. Great movie. I don't think I've ever seen that movie sober.
Me either.
Kind of like a dead show. Probably better if you don't.
Totally like a dead show, bro. Oh my god, I saw The Dead a couple of times before Jerry kicked it. And my first Dead experience was one of the first times I think the first time I ever did mushrooms. And yeah, I never went to a Dead show or a Fish show or any of those jam band shows without being severely intoxicated in some way, shape, or form. And a couple of years ago, a friend of mine and I got a hold of some free tickets to a Fish show, and we didn't get stoned, we didn't take any drugs, we maybe had a beer,
and you left.
And we left halfway through. Because we're like,
I knew it.
Like,
yep.
And
I might have thought, oh, man, that's funny.
Same thing
I
with
my
the
first...
Dead. Same thing with the Dead. Like, I used to go to those shows. And even when they had the spinoff bands, after Jerry died, they had the Further and the Dead.
Oh, yeah, I saw that stuff, too.
All these different incarnations of the former members. And I think it was Bob Weir. Doing a show, and he did a free show in the park in Golden Gate Park, and I went and saw him, and I was sober, and it just sounded to me like they were tuning their instruments for 2 hours.
Yeah, I've seen Rat Dog's real good when Rob Wasserman plays with them, because Rob Wasserman's playing. He's the bass player.
Yeah, Rob Wasserman's a badass. His drummer, I don't know if it's his drummer anymore, his drummer Jay Lane was a pretty badass drummer who's now drumming with Primus, which is kind of cool. He's a great drummer. He's very, very magical.
We have fireworks going off out here.
Nice.
Sweet.
The college is going crazy.
Duck. I saw my first Dead show in 85, Vince, and my last Jerry show in 95. And I saw over like a 10-year period, I saw, I don't know, 10 or 12 shows. And I saw two shows uncooked, and those were the two worst shows that I saw. The best shows that I saw were the shows where I had 20 fingers on each hand, I'm pretty sure. But the tapes, you go back and listen to the tapes, and the tapes are really enjoyable to listen to, which... a little bit confusing.
Yeah, that is kind of odd. I think it's because, well, at least in my case, I pay attention to like Dick's Picks and the select shows, which would be the best shows. So maybe that's why they sound better. It's because
the soundboards are always better anyway. I mean, audience tapes, no matter who you listen to, it's hard to get. Up until the past few years, with people like, I know you hate the Dave Matthews Band. I happen to be a fan, and they get good audience tapes because people bring Macs and $10,000 worth of mics and put them right off the stacks in front of the soundboard. They get really good quality shows that way. I'm really surprised compared to the Dead cassettes that we used to listen to back in the day, where you know, people smuggled in microphones stuck to their hats and whatnot. But anyhow, I'm sure the chat room is probably going, what the fuck is he talking about the Grateful Dead for on New Year's Eve?
I don't give a shit. I think I did a Phil Lesh show on New Year's a couple of years back. But,
I saw someone, friends. They put on a good show with Warren Haynes.
Yeah, Phil and I've seen Phil with Warren Haynes several times. Warren Haynes is awesome.
I know Warren Haynes personally, and he's one of the nicest guys I've ever met. Really, really, really swell human being. He'll sit and tell cool rock star stories and smoke pot with you until your eyes cross. Not to mention the fact he's one of the best guitarists, one of the best guitarists out there playing, period.
Yeah.
Did you read the Pace Bend list?
I did. I definitely want to get to that. Ladies and gentlemen, Gonzo has a best and worst of 2012 that he wants to share, that he's going to share with us now. And let's go ahead and do that, Gonzo. Do you want to sort of preface this and then we'll get into it?
Yeah, this is just a best and worst list. We'll start with the best list and then we'll go to the derp list because, well, I guess the negative is always the most fun. So.
Absolutely. So we're going from best to worst.
From best to worst in reverse order.
And so it's a top ten best and then top ten worst.
More or less. The top ten best isn't quite ten because some of it doesn't translate well from pace to speech. But
okay.
It's the top eight, anyway. So we have a top eight list for 2012.
I'll fill in the other two for you right now. Number nine and ten are Nikki Smokes a Lot and Vince in the Bay.
Absolutely. All right. Well, now that we've got that out of the way, we will start. We'll go with number eight.
All right, number eight.
Number eight. Our parents for putting up with our shit for many years. And if you don't like your parents, then, no, I'm sorry. You can move them up to the other list. Number seven?
Parents. Number eight is parents.
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 Number seven.
Okay, let's now go to number seven. Number seven.
Number seven. Any band other than Nickelback, because obvious reasons.
Any band other than Nickelback, because of obvious reasons.
Nickelback's
I read that wrong in the Pace Bend. I thought you were trying to be funny. I thought it said Nickelback for obvious reasons.
No, because obvious reasons. They just,
yeah.
Any band other than them.
Any band other than them. Okay, I thought
other.
They were the band. All right, never mind.
No,
okay,
no.
So now we're going to number six.
They made a best list for being the worst, Vince.
All right, cool. What's okay, so we're,
that was irony, Vince. That was irony.
Got it.
All right. Number six. Twitter activists, because they do and have made a difference. Angelic War, Thielen, ERH Nice Words, Bullyville, and too many others to count, have made a huge difference in 2012 in Twitter. We've seen a lot of positive motion for change, and just wanted to say thank you to all these Twitter activists.
You mean slacktivists?
No. Some of them are very active.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Okay. Fair enough.
All right.
What number are we on now?
Number five on the best of list.
Number five, best of 2012.
Number five is Twitter, because in the past 18 months, Twitter has turned from a genuinely dull social networking space for people to post nauseating Instagram pictures of their lunch, see Facebook, to a forum for authentic political debate and real social change worldwide. In other words, Twitter got legit this year, Vince.
Yes, Twitter certainly did legitimize in some ways, although they did do a lot of tinkering around with their interface, and that kind of pissed me off for a while.
Their last iOS update is still fucking up, but we're just looking at the overview here, Vince, not going to break it down too small.
Yes, by all means, Twitter, if any social network deserves recognition in a top 10 list for best of 2012, I would say Twitter is a pretty good one.
All right. Number four, the winners list. Anyone who deleted their Facebook and Google accounts, because before you know it, Facebook will be telling you where you are before you get there. Also, deleting any Google accounts. Exactly, fuck Facebook. Anyone who deleted Facebook and Google accounts this year is a winner, because before you know it, Facebook will be telling you where you are before you get there. Also, deleting any Google accounts, because scraping the text of your private emails to better target you with marketing is the exact same thing as breaking into your house and searching through your things for marketing reasons. Facebook and Google are the largest legal phishing hack ever perpetrated against innocent people, all cloaked as gifts. Guess what, people? Nothing is free. Between Facebook and Google, they'll soon know more about you than your family does, if they don't already. Get out before it's too late, then you win.
I want a shit. I made a shit ton of money off of Facebook this year.
Yeah, you're talking to Nick. Nick loves Facebook.
I
disagree
it. Too.
Yeah, I just deactivated my account a long time ago, and I thought.
Well, see, I'm a hairdresser. I'm a hairdresser.
Yeah,
I understand it has its.
It helps her hairdressing business.
It really does.
Yeah,
I have no comeback on. I mean, I guess if you have a business, that's all well and good. But for Dave Johnson to be posting 64 fucking pictures a day of what he's eating for lunch, that he just checked in at a gym, I like Charmin toilet paper. Well, that's really, geez, I could not live without pictures of my friends' kids covered in their own fucking feces and what kind of toilet paper they like. Thank you, Facebook. Excellent. My two-year-old just shit himself. Isn't this cute? And everyone goes, oh, that's so cute. No, it's not. It's a two-year-old covered in shit.
The divorce rate has gone up since Facebook came out.
Of course it has, because your husband comes home and gets on your iPad and some guy's going, hey, that was
dude,
great.
I learned the hard way. I learned the hard way not to do that shit way back with Friendster. I had a girlfriend that logged onto my Friendster and found me having some naughty chats, and that ended that really quick.
See, this is why I never MySpaced and I never bothered with Facebook. Not because I cheat, but just because I just don't. I see it as just socially irresponsible, if not just a big fucking waste of time.
Okay,
all
right.
Let's
number three.
Number three on the winner's list is anonymous. This
what?
Is because. Op Pedo Chat, Op Westboro, Op Anti-Bully, Op Red Roll, Op Free Palestine in Gaza, and many others proved to the world that was watching that Anonymous can and are frequently a change for good, and not, in most all instances, the e-terrorists that companies like H.B. Gary have tried to make them out to be. Sometimes these days, the definition of terrorist seems to be the people charged with protecting us from terrorists, and that is what it seems we really need to watch the fuck out for. So, Anonymous at number three on the winners list for 2012. Definitely a touchy subject. People aren't going to necessarily agree with that, but the actions
we got the New Year's coming up here in just a second. We'll debate it after we celebrate the New Year. How much time do we have?
2 minutes.
Oh shit.
Two minutes. Okay. Let's finish the best real quick.
All right, number two on Best Of for 2012, Shmoop and the Russell League, because, agree with their brand of humor or not, their OG style of trolling on mainstream social media was, to the nth degree, funny as fuck. They opened up a lot of mainstream audience eyes in 2012 to how the internet worked in the beginning. A special mention goes to Shmoop for being a good guy while playing a bad guy and doing it with class, style, and epic skills. Plus, his and Russell League's the Westboro Baptist Church gloves off bitch slapping was beyond compare. Shmoop wins 9,000 internets. And the number one for 2012,
one.
The winner for 2012 was Wormer, a.k.a. Hig, because he didn't snitch and he owned his shit. He could have sold out his friends and done no time, and he didn't. That is the definition of winner. For 2012. So Wormer tops the list.
Excellent. Where are we at on the countdown, Nikki?
36, 35, 34, 33.
Okay,
32.
You don't have Hang on. Tell me when we have 15 seconds left, and we'll start the official countdown. Once again, everybody, thank you for joining us. We're ringing in the new year for the East Coast. Oh, what happened? Are you okay?
Here it is.
Is it? Here we go. Let's count down, folks. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Hey, everybody. Guess who's here to ring in the new year with us with a happy new year wish? It's Tyrone. Welcome, Tyrone.
Happy new year, motherfucker. What up, dog? Hey, it's the new year. It's 20 motherfucking 13, dog. Hey, who gonna give me that pussy, though? I got the G6 ready in the backyard. I come to school right now.
Shit.
Yeah. Already know, though.
Oh, man. Happy New Year, Tyrone.
Yes, sir. Happy New Year to you, Gonzo.
And Happy New Year to Spyco. He gets his first mute of the new year.
That's what happens when you chug 40 ounce, dog. You get that bass drum burst.
I'm crying.
Yeah, you got muted.
Shadow DXX, do you go on YouTube and see Shadow DXX drink the 40 ounce? He tried to chug it all at once, man. I ain't gonna lie. I can't chug a 40 ounce in one gulp the whole bottle. You gotta put that bitch down and start to breathe. You gotta breathe with it like you in labor, dog. You gotta go, like you give a birth. And then
You don't weigh 390 pounds, Tyrone.
That's true, too.
What you need is a funnel.
Mm-hmm. Shit, if I had one of them bitches, I'd be so fucked up right now, you don't even know. Shit. I'm already about
okay,
to be
I am officially going to smoke my first bowl.
Sorry to interrupt you, little mama. Hey, girl, what your name is, though? You sound fine. I'm going to talk to you in a minute. I want to talk to you in a minute, little mama.
We've met before.
Who is you?
Nikki smokes a lot of kush.
Hey, Nikki. Hey, give me a New Year's kiss through the phone, Nikki. Oh, get that tongue, Nikki. Ah, get that tongue. Oh, you like that black tongue, don't you? Ah, you like that shit. Ah,
okay, yeah, it's
ah you like that
shit. Hey, 4 minutes into the New Year. I need to smoke a bowl.
Hell yeah, smoke that kush, Nikki. Smoke that kush up. It's 2013, nigga. The world didn't end. Fuck the Mayans, Mexican ass, bean up, lawn mowing ass, nigga. Fuck them bitches. We living, dog. Fuck them bean ass bitches. Hey, listen, though, check it out. My homeboy, Danny Dantalian, he issued an open challenge to any member of Anonymous to come to www.tinychat.com/Russell League and challenge him in an open invitational dance competition. if any member of Anonymous think they got what it takes to come up against Danny Dantalian in a motherfucking dance contest, then get there right now. TinyChat.com/Russell League. Get there if you got the balls to go up in a dance contest, nigga. For real, but I'm just giving a shout out to my brother Danny Dantalian, though. He said he's going to take on any member of Anonymous in a dance contest. He said he even wear a Guy Fox mask and dance out Anonymous, out dance Anonymous in their own mask. He said he don't give a fuck. Anyway, Happy New Year, motherfuckers. It's been real. 2012, we survived that shit. The Mayans, some lawn-mowing-ass motherfucking niggas that don't know what the fuck they talking about. And we still alive. We still getting high. We still drinking 40 ounce. It's still Russell League. Mayans wasn't right. Fuck the Mayans. Fuck Nostradamus. Fuck the world, nigga. It's fucking 2013. Holler if you hear me!
Right on, Tyrone.
Yeah.
Oh, it wouldn't have been. It wouldn't be 2013 without a call from Tyrone.
Thank you very much.
Shit, I already know, dog.
Yeah, Tyrone, I appreciate you checking in and wishing us Happy New Year. It's great to hear from you. I'm kind of excited about your Danny's dance off. But
www.tinychat.com.
Yeah, we know. We got it. We got it. It's tinychat.com/Russell League. Got it.
Dog. Any member of Anonymous want to come at my boy Danny, and he's going to show him what's up.
Right. But what I'm asking you is, has anybody stepped up yet?
Well, listen, Your Non News, the official Twitter account, retweeted a tweet from Danny Dantalian about 3 days ago, and a couple of people did step up, but where are they at now? I don't see them in the tiny chat. I don't see them up in there on camera right now. They want to check in. They want to say, oh, yeah, I'll step up, but I don't see them on camera right now. I'm in the tiny chat right now. I don't see them. Where are they at?
That's because one does not simply dance with a fox mask on, I think, Tyrone.
Shit, I'll show you. I'll show you what's up.
Well,
I dance with
no, that's
a
not
mask
the problem.
On.
That's
I dance
the problem.
With a raccoon mask on. I dance with
yeah.
a deer mask on, a bear yeah. mask on, any kind of animal mask on. It don't matter if it's a fox, if it's a raccoon. It don't matter what kind of mask. I dance with it on. I mean, Danny will. My bad.
Yeah. The problem is not the mask, being able to dance with the mask. It's the fact that most of them are computer nerds who don't know how to dance. So I think that's why.
What are you talking about, dog? Danny is a computer nerd and he know how to cut a rug. Why
okay,
you
okay, Tyrone,
Vince,
can you
I think the big question
style?
Is,
wait, one at, one at a time. One at a time. First, Nikki.
Wait a minute. You asking me if I can dance Gang of Style? Or are you asking Danny can dance?
I want to know if you can dance Gangnam Style, Tyrone.
Tyrone can't do the Gangnam Style. Tyrone can't do that. But Danny can. I've seen him do it. He be riding that imaginary horse like it ain't no tomorrow. I'll tell you what, I seen that nigga in the club. He was in the Black People Club doing the Gangnam Style. Do a motherfucking Lil Wayne song. Can you believe that nigga? That nigga, that honky crazy.
Yeah, dude.
Ben, does
yeah,
an idea
up?
Even dance? Can an idea even dance?
Shit.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think about
let's,
that.
So you cannot you cannot arrest an idea.
Best an idea. Idea dance though? Let's
can
see.
An idea off of Gangnam Style?
Bring it, Anonymous.
Know.
I'm calling you out, Anonymous. Me and Danny Dantalian calling you out, Anonymous. Bring it to the motherfucking tiny chat right now, dog. It's New Year's Eve. It's 2013. Let's bring in the new year. Show Danny Dantalian up in a dance contest. Dance battle to the death. That nigga will dance to the death. I swear to God, that's a dancing fool right there. That nigga can dance so long. That nigga can dance on dance on dance on dance. You know how niggas be in the hood be talking about they got racks on racks on racks on racks? Well, Danny Dantelian got dance on, dance on, dance on, dance.
This I'd like to see.
Well, just go to www.tinycat.com/WrestleLeague, and it's going down. As soon as a challenger appears, you know what? Danny said he's so confident, he'll start dancing before a motherfucking challenger appears. Anybody that want to start trying him. Shit, ain't nobody cammed up yet. And I'm sorry, Vince, I know you go till 2 a.m., but this is something that's been going on since the middle of the week. You know what I'm saying? Not to intrude on your ratings or your show, but this is something that Your Anon News retweeted. Ain't trying to steal viewers or listeners from your show. You know what I'm saying? But it's something that happened earlier in the week. Ain't know what I'm saying?
I just don't believe an idea can Ken Gagnon style. I think that's why Danny is lacking challengers.
I'm telling you right now. I'm looking in Tiny Chat right now. I'm looking at Danny Dantelian. I'm saying, damn, if I was a homosexual male, I would fuck the shit out of that nigga's ass. That thing would look so fine right now with his tie on, and he got his hair spiked up and shit. That nigga looking so fine, I fuck that nigga's ass. I swear to God. But that's only if I was a homosexual. But I love women, though, Vince. You know me. I holler at every woman that come on the show. But if I was a homosexual, I'd fuck the shit out of that nigga. I swear to God.
Oh, you know what? I just got a link in the chat from Worth of the World.
Two.
Apparently there's a...
Hey, Worth of the World, tell that girl I said what up. That girl's thick, though. Tyrone like them thick girls. She got that big booty. Man, she could do that Jamaican booty shake and that twerk good, I bet. I bet she know that. Worth of the World, get in here and twerk with Danny Dantelian right now. I'm telling you, okay. Right now, get in here and twerk with him. He said he want to twerk with you. He said he know you thick.
Okay, can you know what, Tyrone, you need a little timeout, okay? I apologize, Tyrone, but nobody can get a word in edgewise. So I just wanted to... and the other thing I needed to do was mute Spyco again for the second time this year. Although they still register as 2012 mutes for me because I'm still 2012 where I am. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Worth of the World has found a Gangnam Style YouTube video of Anonymous doing Gangnam Style. Go ahead and repaste that
group
in the chat room, Worth.
Extremely unsettling video and funny as shit. I've seen that. It was made in Rio or something, and it's worth clicking on, even if it's probably Spyco's link, and it's probably full of interesting malware.
No. I'm talking Worth of the World's link, not Spyco. I muted Spyco.
Gotcha.
So if you see Worth of the World, you can trust that link. I opened it. I started watching part of it, but you know I'm doing the radio show. I can't get too
distracted.
Exactly. I'm distracted.
And plus, the best part of the list, the worst part, the worst.
Exactly. Now that we've rung in the new year, we've got to get to the top ten worst things or people of 2012 with Gonzo.
We'll start with special fail mentions. We have two special fail mentions before we get to the top 10 fails.
Okay.
Our first special fail mention goes out to Barrett Brown because he proved yet again that one person can be delusional enough to really fuck up an idea, especially when you combine a giant ego, narcissism, and narcotic abuse. Also, he did add, ow, 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 and don't tase me, bro, to NetSpeak. So we'll file him under a wasted talent. See also douchebaggery and narcissism. Our second honorable mention goes to Fox News and Rupert Murdoch, because Fox News is neoconservatized and tabloidized their brand of made-up bullshit news to such a degree that it should now be known as faux news. The comedy shows The Onion News or The Jon Stewart Show tell more actual truth than Fox News. It's that pathetic and corrupt. The entire Murdoch news empire has been proven to be as corrupt as any third world dictator, or more so. And anyone that takes the news that Fox News makes up as they go along seriously deserves the rampant paranoia that listening to their bullshit brings. So those are my two honorable special films.
I have a comment on the two honorable mentions. First of all, Barrett Brown. I'm really surprised he didn't make the top 10. The second one, Fox News. Also surprised they didn't make the top 10. But I have to say, I will confess, I watch Fox News. And I enjoy Red Eye. I think it's a fun show. And I kind of like The Five. I like the idea of The Five. I think it's obviously not balanced right. But I think it's balanced by weight more than opinions. But other than that, I think Fox News is totally unwatchable. But I love Red Eye. I'm sorry. It's a guilty pleasure of mine.
There are pieces, little tiny pieces of Fox News that I think you can take, you know. I mean, if you want to see screaming idiocy, just, you know, an hour of Bill O'Reilly is enough to make anybody just stick their fucking head in a meat grinder. He started out on Inside Edition talking shit about celebrities and found his niche in talking shit about anything that's not ultra-conservative. Although I will say this, Killing Lincoln and Killing Kennedy were both good reads. I read both of those books because I like history, and the guy that does his ghostwriting for him does a really, really good job. So if you haven't read those, they are actually good, and he gives the money away. So I wouldn't even mention them if I thought he made a cent from them, because I think he's a fucking tool. If you want to see something fun about Bill O'Reilly, Google Rickroll Bill O'Reilly, and they Rickrolled him on, I don't know, whatever current, you know, whatever that stupid tabloid show about celebrities he used to do was.
And is that the video where he says, fuck it, we'll do it live, we'll do it live.
Yeah, he just loses his shit. It is so funny. Yeah, that's exactly it. So Google Rickroll Bill O'Reilly if you want to see Bill O'Reilly just come completely fucking unglued. Because his crew does it to him repeatedly until he just loses his mind. Anyhow. Yeah, that's Fox News. So, we come to our top 10. Number 10, Vince, in the 2012 Ultimate Derp List, would be our politicians worldwide. Because, when given the chance, 99% of them have sold us down the fucking river every single time. Fuck you all very much. That would be number 10. Because politicians have... I mean, look at it. Well, look at what a mess. I mean, where in the world is anything, almost anything going on?
I can't imagine what the other nine are. I would put top politicians in the top five.
Oh, there's 10, and the order goes, I guess, to my taste.
No, it's Gonzo's 20, you know, best and worst of 2012. I'm just giving you my feedback.
I don't think you probably won't agree with my number one choice, but it's just, like I said, it's just a personal thing. I mean, you could rearrange and arrange these to your liking.
Yeah, exactly. Good point. All right, continue.
Ten isn't necessarily any, you know, nine worse than number one. It's really more a matter of opinion.
Right.
Number
okay.
nine, the NDAA, because indefinitely detaining anyone is just like Nazi Germany. I mean... that's just plain fucked up. There hasn't been anything like this since the late 1800s. Has there been indefinite detaining of citizens over opinion or potential detaining of citizens? I mean, this isn't happening, with any regularity yet, but I have I have my personal opinion is that it's the dissent is not going to be tolerated for too much longer. We used to be. I remember being able to protest without getting the shit kicked out of you before you get out of your car. And it seems like, especially, I don't know, for some reason, your state, California, seems to have a real serious issue with, I mean, people show up to protest anything, and it seems like there are two cops for every protester, and if you don't step off the sidewalk, somebody will come knock you off the sidewalk, club you, and put you, and ban you. And I don't get that. Dissent, the ability for dissent is eroding at such a scary pace that I'm not sure that even 4 or 5 years from now that people are going to be able to speak out the way the Constitution in theory guarantees us. So that's number nine. And hey, that could be number one. You know, it just depends on your priorities and how you see things. Number eight, it was Westboro Baptist Church, because they're chronic fucktards. And there are infinite reasons for that. If the NDAA must be legal, then we should apply it immediately to the Westboro Baptist Church. Please, make them all go away. That Newtown situation with them was, I think, the straw that broke the camel's back for the majority of people that had ignored them or let them get away with their shit. And I think that kind of scumbaggery and sinking that low. I mean, it riddled me this. Do you think any American soldier ever willingly gave their life so that Westboro Baptist Church could picket their funeral? Probably not. So, fuck you, Westboro Baptist Church. You're on the ultimate derp list for 2012. Again, fuck you. So.
All right, number seven.
All right, number seven. Former Rhode Island Representative Dan Gordon, who knows he's on the list and isn't happy about it. Fuck you, Dan. Because being an ignorant, delusional, drunken, criminally stupid waste of bandwidth and oxygen doesn't make you funny. In fact, it makes you a fucking moron and one of the internet's biggest assholes. Plus, he gets a special mention for continuing delusion. He's not a representative anymore. He failed, and he's out of office. He needs to stop pretending he's still in office. The derptard is not in office. He didn't represent anyone while he was in office. Now that he's an unemployed, drunken asshole, he needs to quit pretending that he still matters. He doesn't matter, and he never did. That's Dan Gordon at number seven.
All right, moving on to number six.
Number six on our ultimate 2012 ultimate derp list, Lee Stranahan and Team Breitbart, because being criminally
That's
stupid
Breitbart.
Is
Breitbart.
Breitbart. Breitbart. Breitbart. You
no,
say
Breitbart.
Tomato. Breitbart. Team Breitbart and Lee Stranahan, because being criminally stupid is, after all, allegedly criminal. Plus, their epic hypocrisy is beyond compare. Since Nixon's Watergate, no self-styled team of assholes has been more contradictory and simply wrong-headed and evil-mouthed, all in the pursuit of the almighty dollar. They define fail in faux journalism, and they're a bunch of fucking turds. Breitbart died because his body refused to support his soulless sack of flesh and just quit. The rest of his team would do well to take their hands out of his wallet, follow his lead, and just fucking vaporize. I'm sure Fox News has openings. Lee Stranahan gets special mention for being the worst neoconservative softcore porn photographer ever. That's number six.
Dude, on that note, the fall of the Breitbart empire seems to be imminent. The first domino to fall appears to be Dana Loesch, or Loesch, or whatever the fuck you name, however you phonetically say that. Dana Loesch, I don't know if you know this, but she's suing Breitbart News. She's like the chief editor, you know. She's like one of the biggest blowhards they have left now that Breitbart's gone. She's a contributor on CNN. She's got her own radio show. And she's suing Breitbart for $75,000 to get out of her contract with them. And so the House of Cards is kind of starting to tumble. I want to know, how the fuck does Breitbart get funded? Like, how there's just no way they're making anything through advertising, you know? I mean, at least with MMFA, we know that they're getting, you know, they're a 401c3, so they're getting, like, they're foundation funded. It's pretty transparent. But, you know, how does Breitbart.com fund itself and, you know, how are they able to pay employees? I don't get it.
Probably from the same people that donate all that dark money to super PACs. That would
Do you think it's like an entity such as like a Koch brothers or whatever that just
that's exactly where I was
propping them up?
Yeah, absolutely. It doesn't take that much money to keep a bunch of assholes spewing hate.
Yeah, so basically it's just people with money on the side that have a particular ideological alignment with these folks. So, like, you have George Soros on the left who will dish out money to, like, an MMFA, and then you got the Koch brothers on the right who will do the same with Breitbart or Michelle Malkin or whatever.
And those brothers spent something north of $75 million on this during this last election in dark money. So what is, you know, what's keeping – I mean, it doesn't take much to prop up Breitbart. I mean, it's chump change, you know. To billionaires, it's chump change. To keep somebody spewing your ideas, what do you have to pay? You know, I mean, look at Lee Stranahan. I mean, that fucker will work for, you know, money to fix his teeth. I mean, when he's not begging online for one thing or another, you know, I'll teach you how to blog for money. Blog for money? Who the fuck blogs for money? I mean, this is why they made the list. Moving on to number five, Vince. We have snitches, and this is a subjective. I think Sabu should probably have made the list. He didn't because, like serial killers, they live for seeing their name in print, and I didn't want to give him the dignity of even making the biggest shitheads list. However, he does belong under there. Judging from the paperwork that I've seen, this is where number five came from. Kahuna, who was part of Cabin Crew with Wormer, and his girlfriend, Evie the Bunny, appear to be data mining and snitching, and this is just from what I've read. So allegedly seem to be data mining and snitching a lot of anons, and to snitch and data mine to fuck over your friends is the worst scumbaggery ever. And in her particular case, she's allegedly slept with an awful lot of anons who I have been told are under investigation for one reason or another. I don't know if that's a direct result of, you know, being caught going to a clinic after sleeping with her or what, but paperwork's come up recently. Paste bends have appeared that make it look very, very bad. When you've got Wormer, who owned his shit, shut his mouth, went to jail, and you've got a kid who's tweeting NIRC and walking around who got banned at the same time, well, it is what it is, and to try to sugarcoat it or anything else is a fat line of shit. So they get a big fuck you, that couple, for allegedly for looking very, very much like what they claim they're not. And so Kahuna is riding right up there with Sabu, and his little girlfriend isn't looking too good either. Not impressed. Snitching is, if you're gonna do a crime, then man up and shut up and do the time. And that's why they made number five.
So moving on to number four.
Number four.
Worst of all of 2012.
We have the Time Shifter, who is by far the dumbest troll on the internet. He defines derp in several foreign languages.
The guy's name is Time Shifter.
Time Shifter. Yeah, he's a French troll who seems to spend most of his time with his nose planted firmly in Jen Emick's buttocks.
Well, that sounds
scary. He is also the reason that Aspie was coined to denote especially stupid trolls. So congratulations, Time Shifter. You are an Aspie and 2012's biggest fail troll. Moving on to number three, we have Jen Emick. Because fame whoring and selling your soul for momentary e-fame does have its consequences, like making this list. Jen, there is an operation to help handle your jester issues. It's called a lobotomy. Please, research this ASAP. Okay, thanks. And I really have much more to say about that. I don't hate Jen Emick. I get a kick out of her, but 2012 was either not her year or very much her year. I guess it just depends on which side of the coin it is that you sit on. Now we're moving to our top two, Vince.
Oh, my God. Here we go. And at number two, worst of 2012,
we have Sue Basco.
Oh.
Because she's redefined fail in internet pseudo-lawyering. When real lawyers are calling you nuts, Sue, you need to listen. She also gives new meaning to the term to file a report. She also redefines the term needs new medication. She gets special bonus points for her work with Aaron Socio, a special needs student she adopted when he was arrested for being batshit crazy. So congratulations, Sue. You made number two on 2012's ultimate derp list.
Basco, number two. Wow, that's huge. Basco. I can't wait for okay, what's number one? The number one.
Number one.
Of all 2012 is
Ron Breinart. Ron Bren on Twitter. Because Ron has defined derp, potato, and onion for all of us. His $500,000 derp and tinfoil hat pseudo-journalism has had the whole net laughing their asses off this year. At least the six people that paid attention to Ron who weren't suing him. After he gets treatment, I'm sure that a UK tabloid will give him a job researching crop circles, and perhaps Ron will get that alien anal probe he's been hoping for all these years. Congratulations, Ron. By being an epic tinfoil fail, you finally won something. You are in a close field, 2012's ultimate derpist. So there we have it, Vince.
There it is, the top 10 worst of 2012. Thank God. Congratulations, everybody on the East Coast. It's already 2013. All that's behind you now. We've got to cut now to a very drunk Ms. Becker. Ms. Becker, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. Who the
Happy New Year, Ms. Becker.
Who's the other person talking right now?
She's been Basco'd.
I've been so Basco'd today. Did you guys even fucking know what she fucking said about me? It's got to the point where my dad fucking emailed her telling her to fucking cease and fucking. She called my fucking house. She called my fucking house. I'm not even kidding. Because she wants to get me fucking hospitalized. Because she thinks I fucking made some fucking pages about her and shit. Like, what the fuck? You know? Like, fuck that. I'm saying fuck so much, but really, like, she's worth all these fucking fuck words right now. Fuck.
Those emails
number
that you dropped were epic.
What?
I said the email spool was epic. I mean, she's hilarious. She's probably going to try to have me committed now because I made fun of her. Because if you make fun of somebody, it's not, of course, to sue. It's not satire. It's defamation. You have
and
defamed.
You see how I try to fucking explain it to her, right? I tried to explain her, and she's like,
"You tried real hard."
I tried so fucking hard. Go down. You don't understand the reality of this. They're Nazis. Like, fuck you. They're not Nazis. And today she called my house at 9 a.m. and I answered. I kind of recognized her number, but I answered in this like deep voice, and she asked for my mom. And so I called up my dad and told him what was up. My dad's like a kick-ass defense attorney. So he said he was going to email her and be like, don't call my fucking house. So we'll see what happens after that. It'll be fun.
When I picture her, I picture a woman crawling around on the floor without her glasses looking for a bottle of Klonopin.
Pretty much. And I've done Klonopin. Yeah, that's pretty much what she's up to. It's ridiculous. She's ridiculous. I don't even get it.
If you can't stand being made fun of, if you have no sense of humor, then you need to stay off Twitter. Everything that you do on Twitter has the possibility of anything that you say has the possibility of being used against you within 3 seconds of you posting it and having it blow up in your face.
I gotta admit, like, some of the shit that's been done with her has been a little, like, it's been a little illegal, but it's kind of, she said it. She's the machine. I told her not to. Sarah Kirk, you were talking shit about the bunny earlier, but even she told her not to fucking feed the fucking machine. And she just kept fucking feeding the machine. Like, she doesn't get it. And people misappropriated her identity, and it's just like, well, that's what you fucking get.
Yeah, I don't agree with the nasty. I mean, I've seen some of the nasty shit that's been aimed at her, and I definitely disagree. I mean, there are people who pushed, there are entities that pushed it way over the edge. And she, I mean, it's one thing to tease her and to satirize her sort of lunacy, but it's another thing altogether to, I mean, some people did go over the edge, and that's completely uncalled for. It never needs to happen that way. You know, going 4chan on a woman who has absolutely no concept of, I mean, I can only picture it going, like, if my mother ever saw, like, some of the B stuff or whatever, how she'd probably throw the computer out and never touch it again. So, I mean, to have somebody who has no idea of how the internet, the old internet worked, and then to come on and all of a sudden get beat hard, I can understand it being a really, really bad situation. And for that, I mean, I feel bad. But she was told early on, this isn't serious, don't take it seriously. And like you said, don't feed the beast. Or you're going to get, you know, or you're going to be made fun of. And the more she fed that group of people, the more they, I mean, that's, it's just like throwing gas on a fire. The more you scream, I'm being repressed, the more people are going to poke at you. And she did. She wound up being satirized. I mean, there's at least 3 accounts that have her name on it that I know of that satirize everything that she does. And this poor woman's like 55 years old and has no idea what's going on. And she thinks there's some gang of like Nazi Jew-hating Twitter thugs that are after her or something. And she probably goes to the grocery store and, you know, winces every time somebody walks too close to her. And you know what? I feel genuinely bad for her. I mean, she made my list because she stepped in it. I mean, and my list, it was satire. It's not about defaming her or dragging her name through the mud. Anybody who did what she did, Ron Brin, I mean, Emick, it's all satirical. There's nothing serious about these people that feed the fire and make it easy for people to make fun of them, except the lulls. I mean, they're hilarious to watch them burn. What was it that Stephen Colbert said? Something about what's his name from HB Gary got
sticking
hacked.
Sticking your dick in the hive.
And that whole thing has now made its way onto mainstream media like Twitter, and you have your 4chan and your B folks and whatever are in mainstream media, and they see somebody come on. And like I said, I my mother's like 75 years old. I would not let my mother on Twitter, just because I'd tell her to stay off. Just because you just never, that generation has no idea, and Sue Basco has absolutely no idea where she stepped in. you know, and she didn't do anything inherently wrong. She just didn't let up, and she took it all seriously.
She actually does. She does things wrong. She tried to get Barrett Brown's girlfriend, or at the time girlfriend, to delete his YouTube page. She tried to do obstruction of justice. She's not. I don't think she does it maliciously, but she's strange. She's very strange, and she doesn't do things. She says she's a lawyer, and she's not very lawyerly like. From the things that I've seen that she's done.
I mean, Jay Lederman.
And it's not like she's a bad person, but she doesn't. I don't know what the fuck is going on in her head, and it's not right. I think she should get disbarred. Today she accused me of being. She accused me of making some Facebook page that satirized her, a Twitter page that satirized her, and I did not do, obviously. Even Russ Lee said they didn't even fucking do it.
You know how many dozens
of... She said I'm evil. She said I've been perpetuating hate crimes against her. And it's not because she's a bad person. She's just... Her mind isn't in the right fucking place. So, and it's not... Yeah, it's not because she's bad. She's just... I don't even fucking know.
She's just misguided, and she, you know, I mean, you've probably seen that Verizon commercial where the girl is waiting for her date, and she says, "If I read it on the internet, it must be true." And this dopey looking guy walks up and says, "I'm a French model, lehigh," and she walks off with him. If it's on the internet, you know, I mean, if somebody, so she probably thinks that Schmoop is actually a homosexual Nazi dinosaur. And if you believe that homosexual Nazi dinosaurs walk the earth killing Jews, then you probably don't sleep very well at night, you know.
I got to tell you straight up, Schmoop ordered a fucking pizza for me. I love Schmoop. You get your Jimmy Russell, it's a rite of passage. You got to fucking roll with those punches. I fucking love it. And she just, it's Schmoop, man. It's Schmoop.
I don't even know how it is that she originally came to the attention of that. I think it was when she accused MacFags of something, because Schmoop Jr., I think, DM'd her because Schmoop Jr. and MacFags were in some sort of IRC. They had some sort of disagreement, so Jr. decided to rustle her jimmies by saying something to Basco, and that just freaked Basco out, and she went house on this whole gay Nazi.
Did you know about Aaron Socio? Do you know that guy?
I've read the whole story. He tried to get me to call in. Well, it seems like every time she reads about somebody on Twitter having some sort of problem, she tries to white knight it and tries to get a hold of that person in person and put herself in the middle of a story that she doesn't know anything about. Aaron Socio had been trying to get me to call in and debate him live on Vince in the Bay. I mean, just from reading the guy, I mean, I knew he was batshit crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, you can't debate. One fact is certain. You cannot debate batshit crazy. And
definitely.
You know, then him and bless her crazy little heart. But when him and Ginger Brooks got together, I figured that perhaps they would move someplace, start a cult, get their own compound, and you know, spit out ebooks on Amazon that no one would read. And Ginger's, you know, I mean, Ginger's definitely she's a character, and I don't know her real well, so.
She's a sweetheart.
I don't.
The character, earthquake updates every minute. Love it. I love it.
Yeah, she's a character. and I don't think there's anything malicious about her. I think there's something unmedicated about her. I think there's something that, you know, a lot of medication and probably a lot of rest would cure, but I don't think there's anything malicious about her. But when her and Aaron got together, that was when things got really, really, really bizarre. And, you know, or Corey or whatever his name is. And I mean, I feel bad for the guy. I feel bad that he got thrown in jail or whatever. But, I mean, batshit crazy is batshit crazy. And you can only wander through life living in your parents' basement and occasionally publishing an ebook ranting about shit that, I mean, wow, you know, nobody understands but you. And eventually you're going to come to the attention of people that also don't understand you that have guns. And when he got pulled over, I imagine he probably thought that, you know, the guy getting out of a car was a giant homosexual Nazi dinosaur and, you know, pulled a penknife or whatever. And I don't know, you know, and it just goes from there. I mean, eventually, if you're crazy, eventually you do something crazy and then you wind up dealing with crazy. And, you know, I feel bad for the guy. I mean, he was fun. Again, someone who was fun to satirize on Twitter. And then you find out in real life that the guy not only talked batshit crazy, but walked batshit crazy. And you go, oh, okay.
Yeah, one of the things I was about early on was that he would, because he wanted to stop the war machine or whatever the fuck, right? You saw that stuff, stand in order.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I was afraid that he would realize, like, oh, no one wants to stop the war machine with me, and then he would take matters into his own hands and become the next Jared Lee Lofter. That was what I was worried about. I didn't think it would be immediate, but it's kind of like he was. I've been manic before. I'm not a violent person, but I know that state of mind when you're manic and you just make all these crazy connections. And that's what I saw in him. I don't think he would have done it, but there was that kind of small chance. So early on, I just.
Yeah, he definitely had a hint of going off the reservation to him.
Definitely.
That,
yeah.
Lost grasp of reality and whatnot. So, you know, to find out, I mean, everything that I've read about what's supposedly happened to him since his alleged arrest seems to indicate that he's, you know, a genuinely, you know, psychotic type, not psychotic, but, you know, he's got mentals, like severe mental issues. I mean, there are people who come on Twitter and talk about all sorts of crazy tinfoil conspiracy shit. And that's fine. I mean, the Illuminati and everything else. You know, you can talk about that shit all the time. And some people believe it. And, okay, believe it. But he was a special brand of, I mean, he wasn't really coherent. I mean, he would go from, I'm emailing the FBI at one minute to, I believe in the Aryan Nation in the next sentence. And you just going, guy, where, you know, where, he was just unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable nuts. And
yeah,
he did stay consistent, though. He was consistently crazy.
Yeah.
I'll give him that. I mean, he was never actually lucid. He actually came into a chat here on Vincent the Bay, and I had to block him in chat because he just rambled all this incoherent shit at me, daring me to call in and debate him about something about all life is one, which
you know you're a self-hater, right? That was his thing. And I don't know if you caught it or not, but he actually had a 2-hour phone conversation with Subasco that he recorded and published online and sent to the FBI and Ron Brin and the Dalai Lama and DHS and all these motherfuckers. That was amazing.
Boy, I heard something about it, but again, after this whole, like, all life is one, like, I'm in touch with every alphabet soup agency, plus the Aryan Brotherhood, plus, I mean, batshit crazy, just can't even deal with it, won't even deal with it. I mean, I'll take an intelligent troll every, you know, anytime. They're always, most all the time. They're a pleasure, but he was just, you know, he was just nuts.
It was
and
strange. He called me his queen and issued a stand down orders by the hand of the queen. So very early on, I cut ties with him because it's like, don't call me the fucking queen. And fucking tell the fucking FBI to stand down. That's not happening. Because if you shoot up a place, they're going to trace it back to me as the fucking queen or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, you don't want, like, the guy's bedroom, like, 250 copies of your Twitter avatar wallpapering the ceiling of his bedroom.
Nope.
Hmm. time for that blank avatar you've been thinking about.
Right.
100 good reasons not to use your physical photograph as an avatar. Rule one, you just look at Aaron Socio, and then think of all those movies where you see the serial killer and the cops break into his bedroom, and there's hundreds of pictures of one woman thumbtacked all over a wall, and they go, ooh, this
well,
is the guy.
What he was actually doing, I'm not kidding, he was going to every, because he wanted the, he was a feminist, right, quote-unquote feminist. He went to every female associated with Anonymous or whatever the fuck and tried to get them to be the leader of their female revolution because he thought he couldn't do it because he was a male. It was so strange. And yeah, he would go to every female.
I hope he gets the help. I hope he gets the help that he needs, and I hope that... I hope that Sue Basco gets not so much the help that she needs, but gets some clarity about how she accidentally stepped in a 4chan bee hornet's nest, and that nobody, none of those people, I mean, I don't know any of the people in real life that she has this issue with, but, you know, My guess, my take on it is that they're all perfect. I mean, Schmoop, Max Ags, those guys, they're all harmless. Nobody's coming after her. Nobody's coming after her in real life. What they're doing is they're trolling the fucking shit out of this poor woman. And beyond the bounds of good taste and beyond the bounds of decency. And actually, I think they let up quite a while ago because,
there's some weird individual making these weird pages and... Even fucking wrestling, he doesn't even know who the fuck it is. So
yeah, the problem with that, this is that some sounds to me like some genuine wacko asshole picked up on it and ran with it. But the people that, I mean, MacFags and those guys, I think they ran with it for about a week or 10 days, and then they just dropped it because to them, a target's only fun. When it's like a shark in the, it's like, you know, it's like somebody cut in the water with a shark. The shark's only interested as long as somebody's flailing around and bleeding. That's
she's
kind of
still
the way.
Flailing. She is
no,
still
it's,
flailing.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
I don't even watch. I was just amazed that somebody actually took a self-declared group of internet trolls seriously. I mean,
right.
You've seen all
and
the
several
cases.
People.
You've seen,
at least me and Sarah, if not several other people, try to explain to her what was going on, and she'd still get it.
Yeah, I think after seeing what I've seen about, and granted, all logs can be faked, but just granted, from what I've seen with Warmer in jail and Kahuna clearly not, I think Sarah's waving a flag on around Twitter is in extremely poor taste. That's just my opinion. Judging from everything I've seen, it seems like there's a lot of cooperating, snitching kind of stuff going on that has a lot of people very upset. And it seems just in poor taste to continue.
Well, it's strange. After that, remember the Fox security bomb threat?
Yeah.
And she was reporting that, and I kind of told her, like, do you understand that, like, there's fucking NDA, and this is Anonymous, and people who are associating with Anonymous are freaked out because if this turns into, like, Anonymous is totally a terrorist group, NDAA, let's fucking get every Anonymous. I had to tell her that. I don't know how she reacted to that. She was kind of sort of supporting the bomb threat. It was weird. But whatever.
I saw that post when it first went up, and my first thought was somebody is trying to discredit, quote, Anonymous by doing something like that. And the thing that was weird was if you post a threat to me on Twitter right now, like, I'm going to kill you, and I report it, your account will go down so fast. It's not funny. Yet they posted that nasty threat in a video, and that account, as far as I know, is still up. Never
the video,
in the history of...
Do you remember the video was actually the off-cartel video that they dubbed over? Did you notice that? That was
strange. Yeah, I saw the whole breakdown of it, but what amazed me was that the account stood, and I think mm-hmm. it may even still stand, although I haven't heard anything from it. But
I kind of heard that, I don't know, I haven't looked at it, but I heard that they stopped tweeting, I don't know, whatever.
It just amazes me that whoever ran that account could post that kind of nasty shit. And, I mean, Twitter bans accounts daily for not doing much of anything. And then an account comes along with a threat that was pretty, pretty blatant and huge and nasty and horribly illegal. And mm-hmm. it must have been reported thousands of times in the first hour. Mm-hmm. That must have been reported. And that account never went down. And I still think, I don't know, I have no idea what to think about that. Mm-hmm. Still, I have no, I mean, I'm sure it wasn't anybody affiliated with the real, like, anonymous ideals, but how does an account like that stand?
Right.
I mean,
there's so many new fags out there, you have no idea who the fuck is behind what. Like that night sex thing, I don't know what the fuck is going on with night sex. Some people hate it, some people love it. And whenever I look at that Kai Y Jelly account or anonymous or the fuck, it looks like new faggery to me. I don't know. There's so many new fags out there and they take anonymous and run with it or whatever.
Well, and the idea, I mean, the original idea has clearly been diluted over time.
Yeah.
It doesn't have anything to do with what it was 5 years ago. And now you can go to Cafe Press and buy yourself everything from anonymous, and I shit you not, you can buy anonymous Guy Fawkes, like, you can buy baby bibs, baby wear, coffee mugs, T-shirts, hats, jackets, sweatshirts. I mean, I think the idea has been diluted to such a point where it's compromised. And here's where I'm sure I'm going to catch a lot of flack for saying it, but the Jester had said a while back that idea would eventually be co-opted because, quote, anyone can be anonymous, that eventually that idea, or at least the images, would be co-opted by terrorists because it's just an image. And when you have something to hide behind, per se, and then you dilute it, and the original idea of it gets lost, and, quote, anyone can be anonymous, so to speak, eventually you are going to get Middle Eastern influences and whatnot, and eventually, you know, I think it's not an if, but a when, that something happens where eventually, eventually the image is going to become an enemy of the state. The idea, the original idea, will always stand as what it was. But I think the imagery of it is going to be co-opted by people that have no business doing it, but will use it because they can. And, I mean, what's going to happen the first time in Afghanistan, the first time somebody with a plastic Guy Fawkes mask does a suicide bombing in the middle of Afghanistan, even if it's an Afghani that does it, it co-opts an idea that, and it bastardizes it and fucks it all up. And all of a sudden you're going to have terrorists, valid, real terrorists, the kind that go on watch lists, wear these masks. And all of a sudden you're going to have a quote, legitimate reason to ban the imagery or to suspect anybody who's co-opted that imagery, because eventually it's going to get tied to some very bad people. And that's too bad, but the way it was set up sort of originally, eventually, because of the size of the World Wide Web, allows for this dilution, and then you're going to wind up with, you have this whole I'm an enemy of the state thing that some people, that some rhetoric that people talk. But the thing is, the truth of the matter is that imagery is not far away from becoming that, because, quote, anybody can be anonymous. And eventually some douchebag is going to do something while wearing a T-shirt or a mask with that image on it that's going to the people who all said, the people who are afraid of the original idea without even knowing what it's about are going to say, look, that's bad. And now we can prove that's bad because somebody bad co-opted an idea that wasn't bad in the first place. And it's going to fuck everything up. And the first real shot across the bow of that was that FoxSec bomb threat thing. That was the first sign that somebody who is really sick and fucked up in the head can take an idea that wasn't, quote, a bad idea to begin with, that was about crowdsourcing change, and turn it into something that is just horrifying. And now, you know, you're going to wind up with this whole enemy of the state thing. Guy Fawkes didn't have anything to do with the V movie, didn't really have anything to do with the actual legend anyway. Guy Fawkes was like into Catholicism and wasn't about, there's just so much more to it. The movie didn't really have anything to do with who Guy Fawkes really was and what he really did. And the gunpowder plot wasn't really about blowing up Parliament or affecting change. It's you know, when you get the idea of what Guy Fawkes is about from V from Vendetta, it's this hero anti-hero thing. But the
oh hey you guys,
is,
you guys, can you hear me? Hello.
Yeah. Hey, Vince.
Yeah.
Hey,
what's up?
We totally missed Central Time Countdown. I'm going to bring on Mr. Midnight Movie. Hey, welcome to the show, Mr. Midnight Movie.
Hey, what's up, man?
We're going to count down.
I just got fully trolled on my show.
We're gonna count down for the new year in Central Time. Eight, seven, six, five.
Bring on Drunk and Anna Bear to cuss you out.
Harry's drunk tonight?
Chat room big ups right now. Chat room big ups. Do it. Big dig up the alphabetical order in chat room.
No, I'm not doing alphabetical order. I'm just going to say, yeah, actually, it is going to be alphabetical order.
I know, because that's what order your chat room log is in. What the fuck? Why wouldn't it ever be
give me
in alphabetical?
You know what?
Always
just
in alphabetical order.
Just for that, I'm going to do reverse alphabetical order then, okay?
Sweet.
I'm going to start. And give a big ups to the chat room chit chatters worth of world. Bert is in the house. Toleo is in the house.
That is.
Spyco in the building. Let's see. Smokey the Bear. There's another bear. Smokey the Bear.
Oh, I like
that. Hey, Smokey the Bear, Anani Bear says, what's up? There's someone with the name, that the handle that says, sex with dead bodies.
Ew.
What's happening?
I know. Vert, I already said your name. Jewish producer is in the building. Jewish producer. There's a shit ton of guest listeners.
FBI. Feds.
Lurkers. Most feds. Lurkers.
So many feds. Either feds or people who want to hear me drunk, which I'm cool with. What's up?
You guys scared off Nikki Smoke Spot. Failed.
Oh, did she?
Whatever.
Oh, we just had a long talk.
Whatever.
Lost it. And apparently, let's check in with Danny. Dan, wait, where's Danny? I think this is Danny right here.
Danny what? Italian?
Hold up. Vince put me on the air.
Right here,
I
heard
you say my name. Vince put me on the air.
Say my name.
Vince, I'm on the air.
Vince.
Hey, yo, I'm on the air,
Vince. Patriot
Radio.
Yeah. What up, it's Tyrone. Vince, listen to me. Answer me one. Never mind.
You're
I ain't
breaking
even
up again.
Personal.
Man.
Vince, I ain't gonna get all personal. What's transpired since you last muted me?
Storm Factor.
We celebrated
drugs.
The
That's
new year.
What transpired.
We celebrated Vince, the new year in the Central Time Zone.
Vince, I know you think it's some kind of disrespect to say the URL of the Tiny Chat band. But I'm just saying, there's some really funny shit going on in there right now. So if,
funny
with your permission, I could say it.
Fucking shit. Go on.
Yeah, go ahead. Plug your tiny chat. No problem. Go ahead.
Because people could go and still be on your show. You know what I'm saying, Vince?
Yeah. You can open up in a different window a tiny chat with the rest of the league. They're getting naked.
Yeah, it's just www.tinychat.com/RussellLee. Russell, not Russell. Russell with the R.
Russell.
We have a dance contest in here. We have a dance contest. Danny Dantalian has challenged any member of Anonymous to a dance contest. Your Anonymous retweeted this 3 days ago, and no Anonymous members have showed up. Some unknown named JVAB1 has shown up and beat Danny Dantalian in a dance contest to the song Big Papa by Notorious B.I.G.
Well, then I guess Danny got
Anonymous
beat by
Anonymous. Beat Danny Dantalian, but they didn't show up. Some unknown named JVAB1 beat Danny Dantalian.
Now,
some unknown. He's not a member of Anonymous. So I'm just saying, Vince, You need to get the word out. People need to get the word out. There is a dance battle. There is warfare going on right now. Cybernetic warfare. Cyber warfare.
There you go. You heard it right here. Exclusively.
Theater of battle.
Guess what?
At tinychat.com/WrestleLeague.
Hey. Number one, dance your ass off. Number two, I think according to what I just got tweeted at, I think Subasco just called me a Nazi.
Subasco, WW, tell Subasco she can come to www.tinychat.com/WrestleLeague and tell Subasco that if she has the dancing skills, she can take on Danny Dantalian in a dance contest. And if she wins, Danny Dantalian will cease all trolling of Subasco from here to the end of the world. If she can beat...
Oh, yeah, nigga. Yeah, nigga.
Well, then.
Somebody needs to get on the horns. Somebody needs to get on Twitter, Facebook, whatever. Put the word out that Danny Dantalian has challenged all of Anonymous to a dance competition right here tonight.
Got it. It sounds like somebody's being tortured in the background there.
It
like
does. Vince?
Yeah.
You know, apparently Danny's superior dance skills have scared away an entire legion.
That's remarkable.
Isn't it, though?
Hey,
I wanted to...
through the entire queue of people? I didn't tell you, Ms. Becker, all the people that are in the chat room. There's a ton of guest listeners, all the feds and lurkers. Then there's Gonzo PhD, Danny Dantalian, who is supposed to be in Tiny Chat right now doing a dance-off against Anonymous. He's in the chat room, as well as Blaze Killa.
And, hey, I wanted to say hey to my buddy Trent, who's listening out in Middle America. He doesn't tune in very often. I just wanted to say hey and wish him a Happy New Year.
Excellent. Worth of the World tried to go check out the dance off, but got banned.
Oh.
And she's not even part of Anonymous.
There's a ban bug going around on Tiny Chat. There's some sort of code that's getting inserted that's auto kicking people.
Oh,
like
I've
IRC.
Had that. I've had that challenge before. I've had that problem where it happened to me with XU Outs chat a bunch of times. I would try to load it, and it would just would not load. Wouldn't show me any like users or numbers or anything. It just said retry in 5 minutes, and 5 minutes later, nothing. You know. I don't know. Hey, we have another caller. We got just a little bit over 15 minutes left of the torture live. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the impromptu.
Ben, I'm going to take off. I got a couple of things I want to do.
All right.
Go up and hit the chat. It was great talking to you, Miss Becker. Drink a lot of water tonight, hon.
All right, I will.
All right, sure. Well, take care. We'll see you on Twitter. Bye, guys.
All right, thanks. Gonzo PhD, who once again delivered us his top 10 best and worst of the internet in 2012. For many of you listening, it's 2013 already. Congratulations, you made it. For Ms. Becker and I, we're still waiting. It's only 10:13 out here.
We're still in the 2012, bro.
It's still in 2012 where we're at, dude.
Oh, shit.
All right, speaking of shit, we have another caller here. I have no idea. I think this might... I don't know. Let's see who this is. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Vince.
Hey, it's Assert MacFags. What's going up? Going on? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, too.
I
just kind of woke up and bought a bottle of wine.
You just woke up and did a line?
No, bought a bottle of wine.
Oh, bought a bottle of wine. Excellent.
Indeed.
Happy New
Year.
Yeah,
not one for the whole theatrics of
What gets you more drunk? What gets you more drunk? A pitcher of beer or a bottle of wine? You just had a bottle of wine. I just had a pitcher of beer. I'm still pretty fucked up after like an hour. I don't know.
You're screwed, basically.
Pretty much, yeah.
Your life is over. Sebastian is after you.
I have been Vasco.
Oh, my God. You just missed. You just missed the gospel. The gospel according to Gonzo. The Sue Basco gospel according to Gonzo.
I should go back and listen to it.
So what's going down? It sounds like you're at a party. What's happening? Are people getting naked yet?
No, that's me, I think.
I'm at home.
Oh,
I don't really
home.
Care too much for the whole theatrics and.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling it this year either. Miss Becker, where are you at? Are you at a party?
I'm at a party. I'm a little. Everyone's doing like rock band, like karaoke or whatever the fuck. I'm a little drunk for that. Once I sober up a little more, I'll go out there. I'll pair it up on karaoke. It'll be great. Right now, I gotta sober up a little bit. I had an entire picture here. I'm good. But everyone, I don't know if you can hear the singing. They're singing. That's what they're doing right now.
What else is new, Assert MacFags?
I just moved to a new home at an undisclosed location.
On the run from Anonymous, like we all are.
Yeah, on the run from Sue Basco and Anonymous. And probably Ron Brynn, too. But it's neither here nor there.
Such is the life.
Yeah, but I'm really excited. It's a great apartment. And prime location. Very, very expensive and posh, but, we won't get into that. I don't like to brag,
So, location, that's good. Why is it so conveniently located? What's nearby?
I can't tell you, Vince.
I'm not saying, is there a Safeway across the street? I'm saying... Like, is there a park nearby? Is it close to the bars? What makes it so unique?
I can't tell you that.
Why not?
Anything that I tell you could compromise on my location. And I just can't do that. I can't afford shit.
Whatever.
Because I'm an elite hacker, and nobody's
right.
going to
know where I always forget.
Oh,
what are you talking about? Hang on a second. Miss Becker, what are you...
Cock is what it's about in her neighborhood. So much dick.
What?
I just gave her... I just docked her with all the dick in her neighborhood. That's what's going on. Yuck. Your fuck.
Who's
docking?
Okay,
you.
I don't know how much you've had to drink tonight, ask her, but Miss Becker sounds like she's three sheets in the wind. She's done. She's toasted.
I've had half a glass of wine, so.
You got a long way to go. Long way to go.
Game over. I'm gonna keep drinking. I'm not game over. You're game over. There's so much dick in your neighborhood, and that's what's gonna dox you. All that cock.
Shit. Oh well. I guess I'm doxed.
Too bad, yo.
Oh, you know what, Asser? You totally missed Tyrone.
Really? He was on.
Yeah. Did you know that Wrestle League is having a dance-off challenge with Anonymous in their tiny chat?
I was just in there and it was giving me a headache, so I decided to get wine and call in here.
Oh, that's That's encouraging. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. You know what? I think he's back, too.
Your second best, Vince.
What?
Thanks. I appreciate it. It's always good to know I'm your plan B.
Total plan B.
Let's see if this is Tyrone. Tyrone, is that you?
Hey, what up? What up, Vince? Hey, what? It's Tyrone.
Yeah, Tyrone.
Hello.
What do you?
Vince,
yeah.
It's Tyrone. What up,
yeah,
dog?
Got it. I got
what
you.
Up?
Hello, Vince. Vince.
Oh my God.
Yes, Tyrone, you're live. You're live with
hey,
Vince.
Hey, what up, Vince? Listen, dog. I'm starting to think that Anonymous. Now, I ain't trying to start no controversy or nothing, but I'm just saying, I'm starting to think that Anonymous are chicken shit, because ain't nobody showed up to challenge Danny Dantalian in a dance mm-hmm. battle.
Nope.
The only person,
listen,
some random person showed up named Javo B1, and he done beat Dantalian in a gangster dance battle. He beat him. So Anonymous could show up and literally win this thing. But nobody's showing up. Wait a minute. Hold up. And Anon just showed up in the chat.
Right now? Right this second?
Yeah, at tinychat.com/WrestleLeague. Vince,
WrestleLeague.
I'm actually going to put the phone down to deal with this. I mean, if you want to mute me, that's cool. It's whatever. To be honest, Vince, I'm heavily intoxicated. I know my tone of voice is loud. I'm sorry.
That's quite all right. That's okay. You're it's in the heat of the moment. You're intoxicated. It's fine. Do what you got to do, Tyrone.
All right. So I'm just letting people know, and I ain't trying to take viewers or listeners away from you. This is just something. Oh, he calmed down. Scary ass bitch, calm down. Scary ass bitch, he calmed down. Vince, I got to go. I got to deal with this.
Thanks a lot.
Put me back off mute in about 20 minutes, okay? Right before you go off air, all right?
Well, no, I go off air in about nine minutes.
So bring me on for final thoughts, all right, Vince?
That's actually where we're about to go into.
We better go in final thoughts. Well, let me do my final thoughts right now.
Go ahead. Final thoughts.
Final thoughts. I would like to wish, this is coming straight from Tyrone Russell League, I would like to wish everyone a happy new year. And I would just like to reiterate that the motherfucking Mayans were some dumbass Mexican motherfuckers and they didn't know shit about what the fuck they were talking about, because the world still exists, motherfucker! The world still fucking exists! What, bitch? What, bitch? Mayans ain't got shit on us, dog! The world still exists. It's 2013. We about to bring in the crunk new year. And it's going to be beautiful. And it's going to be full of wrestling. There will be so much goddamn wrestling, no one will know what to do with it. Goddamn.
Yeah, nigga.
Very well, then. Let's go to, I think this might be Goofy Bone. Goofy Bone. Final thoughts, Goofy Bone.
Vince, Happy New Year, even though I hate your fucking guts. Everybody here, Happy New Year. Nikki Smokes a lot, wherever your fine ass is, Happy New Year. Swoopies, Happy New Year. Good luck to the Russell League. I hope they succeed. I hope they're not a fail like Anonymous. And for the New Year, you guys get no Goofy Bone for 2 months. So that's my gift to you. God bless everybody. Don't drink and drive. And Happy New Year.
Right on. Thanks, Bone. That's Goofy Bone, everybody. Let's see. Assert MacFags, any final thoughts before we sign off the broadcast?
Final thoughts. Happy New Year. You're all fucking gay. Come see my presentation at DocCon in Chicago. And
Chicago. That's how you sound like you are from Chicago. From Chicago.
Chicago.
Well, technically, I'm from Chicago, but technically, I'm from Chicago,
Oh, yeah, nigga. Yeah, nigga.
That's what I was fucking waiting for. Goddamn. Thank you so much, Vince. You just made my fucking night.
All right. Thank you. And thank you for calling in and contributing to this special New Year's Rockin' Eve. And last but not least, Ms. Becker, any final thoughts before we sign off here?
I just want to say at this moment, for the first time in a long time, I want to fuck someone who's not a white blonde guy. It's a revolution. It's a revolution.
Is that Ms. Becker?
You want a black
dude? Ms.
Becker wants to fuck a black guy.
No, it's not a
black guy. Oh, wait, are you maybe a Mexican? You know, Goofy Bone's Mexican.
Maybe.
Oh.
And Italian.
Mexicans are too short.
Vaguely possible that I want to fuck Goofy Bone. That is a possibility out of all the possibilities. Out of all the possibilities on the planet. That might be what's up. But
yeah.
It's cool. But I like
sucking dick too.
I went through a lot of shit today with Sue Basco, and a lot of people stepped the fuck up. Like, I think even though they weren't explicitly talking about me, I think even fucking Your Anon News stepped the fuck up to me. They didn't talk about me, but they're like, we think Sue Basco's going to get a group. Just Jimmy's wrestled again. And it's cool. I want to thank everyone who was like, fuck you, Sue, and that was great. Oh, yes. Great.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you, ladies.
Government.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining me this to ring in the new year. It's still another hour and a half.
4 minutes.
We get we hit New Year here. Whoa! Somebody take a shot. Everybody take a shot. What happened? Are they doing body shots now?
Me? They want me to go sing karaoke or whatever the fuck. So I gotta
yeah,
do that
you should do it. Do it right now.
Right now?
While we're on the air.
That.
We have like 2 minutes left. Can
let
you do
me
it real
see.
Quick?
Let me see.
Oh, yeah.
Give me a song.
I'm going to go listen to some jams.
Yeah,
my glass of water.
Totally. I don't blame you.
I'll talk to you later.
So,
happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Astrid. And happy New Year to everybody. I'm just going to have to go ahead and mute her. All right. Wow. Happy New Year to Ms. Becker, Astrid, MacFags, Goofy Bone, everybody else that called in tonight. It was fun. My apologies to Nikki Smokes a lot. She bailed early. It's too fun. It's too bad. I wanted to make out with her every time we rang in the new year. I didn't have anybody to virtually make out with, but oh well, it is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay. I am going to peace out, and you'll talk to you again on Blog Talk Radio. Sometime again very soon. Give me hit me up at Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay, and listen to my archives at blogtalkradio.com/VinceInTheBay. And that's going to about do it. Thank you, everyone. Peace out.
Take down your pants.
Are you on the level?
You're going to take down your pants, or do I have to do it for you?
Thank you very nice.